This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Last year, the movie Beast of the Southern Wild was a surprise hit. It received 4 Oscar nominations and near universal acclaim. The movie was a swampland fantasy set in Louisiana, and its soundtrack prominently featured the music of the band Lost Bayou Ramblers. The band is also born in the Cajun country of Louisiana, and they're here today, Lost Bayou Ramblers. Louis Michaud on vocals and fiddle, Andre Michaud, accordion and lap steel, Kevin Carruth on guitar and vocals, Paulie Deathwish on the drums and vocals. Their latest album is Mammoth Waltz. They're going to be playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at North Carolina Museum of Art. That performance, by the way, followed by a screening of Beast of the Southern Wild. And good to have you here. Welcome to The State of Things. Great to have you.
Thanks Frank. Glad to be here.
Louis, you have been playing for a long time. Tell us how this whole connection with the Beast of the Southern Wild came together.
Well, we play a good bit in New Orleans, like in the Bywater in Marigny. And the director, Ben Zeitlin, lives right there in the Bywater and has been coming to our shows for many years. And so he contacted us, wanted us to come be part of that movie as he was making it. And we went in the studio with him, and they built the score around the tracks that we did with them in Lafayette.
I got to do this because the film itself, of course, is a wonderful movie, but you heard or may have heard our conversation just before this about the kind of interconnectedness of everything and the way ecologies, environments, and even news stories connect. And wouldn't you know, if you listen to the trailer and you saw the movie, that's kind of the theme of the film as well.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely...
The whole universe depends on everything fitting together just right. Have one piece bust, even the smallest piece, the entire universe would get busted.
There it is. That's from the trailer. And tell us about how you came, because it was an interesting process in terms of the way the music was recorded. You weren't doing whole tracks, right?
Well, for the Beast of the Southern Wild, we did an old track called La Valse de Bullefar, which became part of the bathtub. And then, exactly, we did melodies that Ben and Dan Romer had written. So we did a couple of the melodies from the theme, and we did actually an original song called Henry, which is within the score as well. But, yeah, like I said, they built the orchestral score around the tracks that we laid down.
Very cool. Will you do a song for us now?
Yeah, we're actually going to do something off the Mammoth Waltz. This is actually appropriately named the Carolina Blues. It's an old Nate Nabshaw number.
The Lost Bayou Ramblers are going to be playing tomorrow night at the North Carolina Museum of Art, followed by a screening of Beast of the Southern Wild. That's a song called Carolina Blues. Great song. We have no bayous here, though, I have to say. Kind of sad, but you can still be blue here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's how it came to be.
Well, tell us about this, the idea of sort of Cajun music and what it is, because there's a song, obviously, that didn't start out with that feel, but that is a feel. It's a way of making music, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I guess Cajun music is an easy way to describe a lot of kind of musical influences that have come to make this music that we play in South Louisiana, East Texas, all the way to New Orleans, you know, based in like the Acadian, Cajun French, plus the German accordion, a lot of Spanish in there, Indian, African-American, what am I leaving out?
Yeah, no, it's all there. And it's not the same music over and over, even though I can identify it with my ear. I'd say right away that's Cajun music. Every time you play it, every time you come up with a new song, it sounds different because it comes from a different heart and, I guess, a different point of view.
Definitely. It's a purely American music. And just like that song we just played, that was probably something that might have come from up here and down there, and it's been in Cajun repertoire for, you know, many, many years, like probably 70 or 80 years.
Wow, that's great. Will you play another song for us?
Yeah, y'all want to do Bernadette? So it's a Bernadette, Blues the Bernadette off of our album. It's an original off of the Mammoth Waltz. Thank you.
the Laissez les bon temps rouler, Lost Bayou Ramblers from their latest album, Mammoth Walls. What a great tune. Going to be at the North Carolina Museum of Art tomorrow night. Here with us, Louis, you and Andre brothers, grew up in the same house together, listening to the same music. Were you always interested in this music?
Yeah, we grew up with, you know, with this music, with Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, with all kind of Police, you know, and all kind of different musics, and we've played all a lot of blues as well.
But were you thinking about being a band and work playing together growing up?
No, it just happened like one day automatically, just like
really?
Boom. We played together in our family band on bass and guitar in the rhythm section, and then one day I got back from a trip. I had been playing fiddle, and he'd been playing accordion. We just sat down and made a song, and then we booked a gig, and it was done. That
wow.
was like 14 years ago.
What about that family bands? I mean, I guess a lot of family bands, that would be my guess, people playing for each other and parties. And
Yeah, it was, you know, it was our dad and his brothers. And, we, you know, we'd play private parties at dance halls and things like that.
Now, was there a time, you mean, talk about growing up with Hendrix and the Police and all that, was there a time when you thought that this was the old folks' music and you didn't really want to associate yourself with it?
Sure, yeah. You know, we always played it, but it was, you know, it was not something we thought about doing.
It wasn't Michael Jackson.
You know.
listen, what am I going to do here? I got about 4.5 minutes left. I want to say goodbye, and I do want to hear some more of your music and let you play us out. When you tour, let me ask you one more question, though, before I let you go, and that is touring. Does this stuff, is it more or less popular in different parts of this country, or is party music everywhere you go?
Yeah, I mean, I think, people like us the same wherever we go because, you know, it's just what we do. I mean, New Orleans is our best place, you know, Austin, all the big, like New York, San Francisco. For some reason, the bigger cities have more of the population that go to New Orleans and understand it. We work everywhere, but, you know, we seem to have the best success in the bigger places and at home, of course. But.
Well, I want to leave you some time to play us out. We got about 3.5 minutes left after I tell everybody that, so if that presses your decision at all on which song to play, that'll be great. But I want to thank you all for being on the program today. Lost Bayou Ramblers, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Lost Bayou Ramblers, Louis Michaud on vocals and fiddle, Andre Michaud on accordion and lap steel, Kevin Carruth on guitar and vocals, Polly Deathwish on the drums and vocals, latest album, Mammoth Waltz. They're going to be playing tomorrow, 7 o'clock, North Carolina Museum of Art, where they're going to screen Beasts of the Southern Wild after the performance. And you can find out more information on our website. By the way, I should point out, I played some tape earlier of Richard Nixon and the Reverend Billy Graham, and I want to acknowledge the Carolina Public Press and reporter John Elliston for first reporting the release of that tape. And you can find a link to that entire file at our website, stateofthings.org. It'll connect you to the Carolina Public Press and that tape. So right now, I want to thank the Lost Bayou Ramblers and ask them to play us out. Before that, I'll tell you that this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Lost Bayou Ramblers.
Here's something called the Bastille off our Mammoth Waltz. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.